When You Feel Unloved by God by Ann Peterson, read by Ellie Johnson. For He loves us with unfailing love. The faithfulness of the Lord endures forever. Psalm 117, 2. I remember a day I was praying and felt surprised that God hadn't answered my prayer. After all, I was walking with Him, wasn't I? I was spending time in His Word. I cared about others and tried encouraging them. And then it hit me. Somehow, I was acting entitled. That was a hard sentence to write. I guess I started believing God would answer my prayer because of something I was doing for Him. I'm so glad God has left us with His Holy Spirit. God's Spirit faithfully reminds us of the truth when we start believing in lies. The truth is, God demonstrated His own love for us while we were yet sinners. Christ died for us. Romans 5:8. God never said, just do this, this, and this, and I'll love you. His love is not conditional. I think sometimes our love is. Salvation is freely given, and God tells us, by grace are you saved and not of yourselves. It is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Ephesians 2, 8-9. I guess in a way, I was boasting about all I had done when I expected God to answer my prayers. Or maybe I was reminding God. If you've ever felt walking closely with God will make God love you more, maybe you've fallen into the same faulty thinking I have fallen into. God's love does not have strings attached. I need to write the words, God's love is unconditional, over and over again. The enemy loves it when we believe lies. He is, after all, the father of lies. And if we believe we could earn God's love by our actions, we would forever be wondering if we were doing enough. The enemy loves it when we blow it, like when someone is angry with us and instead of responding in love, we react in anger towards them. Well, for sure, God isn't going to answer our prayers after we blow it like that, right? God's love is unfailing. It doesn't give up on us. It's a stubborn love, and God's faithfulness endures forever. Forever is a very long time, and to me, that means no matter what, God will be faithful. It's who He is. We can put our faith in God and know He will come through for us, just like He did for David and like He did for Paul. It's part of who God is. How comforting to know these truths. Do we deserve them? No. But God is both gracious and merciful. He gives us what we don't deserve, grace. He withholds what we do deserve. God wants us to love like He does. He wants us to not give up on others. Is it easy? No. In fact, sometimes it seems downright impossible. But even then, God tells us that the things impossible with men are possible with God. Luke 18:27. And Paul reminds us, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Philippians 4:13. So will God ever stop loving us? The answer is no. Never, for God's love is greater than any other love. God's word tells us, greater love has no one than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. John 15:13. Nothing can top God's love. So the next time you feel unloved by God, ask yourself, what am I basing this on? And if it's your feelings, then remember, they are fickle. Trust instead in what God has said in His word. God's love will always last. He said so. And our God is not a man that He should lie. Numbers 23:19.
Hey everyone. Thanks for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to iTunes and rate and review our podcast. It really does help people find us. This episode was produced by our managing editor, Kelly Givens, and recorded and edited by Stephen Sanders. Be sure to come back tomorrow as we examine more of God's Word.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
Hi, I'm Zach.
And I'm Randy.
And we're from Salty Saints Podcast. We're a theology and apologetics podcast.
We hope to better equip you to be salt and light for your community. We hope that we can help you to go out and be a reflection of Jesus Christ to those around you, to your friends and your family, and especially to those that do not know Christ.
To find out more, subscribe at lifeaudio.com.